Okay, Houston 15, we got a good pressure integrity check, and we're ready to press on.
Roger, we agree. And 15, we're still aiming for 17930 for jet. And be advised, of course, this means we're going to have to retarget P-30 to 17935. And other than that, all attitudes will be the same, although, of course, since you'll be local vertical, your inertial attitudes for the burn will be slightly different than what you've seen.
Okay, understand, and your delta P is off scale high now.
Roger, and you're 14 minutes past that time.
Houston 15.
Go. Go ahead, 15.
Roger, understand the retargeting on P-30. You want to target that for 179 plus 30 plus 00 and the same delta V's as before?
Negative, Al. It's going to be 179 plus 35 plus 00 for the SEP burn.
Sorry about that. I meant 179 plus 35. 30 is jet, huh?
That's a firm.
Houston 15.
Go. Go ahead.
Roger, we're ready to turn the sequence arm on.
Roger, your go for turning them on.
Okay, logic 1 on, logic 2 on.
And 15, your go for pyro arm.
Roger.
And 15, we need direct RCS on, please.
Okay, direct run.
And 15, 3 minutes to jet, and we're watching for pyro arm.
Okay, we're proceeding through the pre-jet checklist at this time, and we'll get right to you.
This is Apollo Control. We're now about 2.5 minutes away from the scheduled time for jettisoning the LEM. At the time of jettison, the spacecraft will be in an attitude with the service module SPS engine pointed towards the moon, and the LEM jettison will occur with the LEM jettisoning away from the lunar surface. Following the jettison, the command module will perform a small retrograde separation maneuver to assure that there is no chance of recontacting the lunar module. And with separation coming at 179.30, the deorbit burn, the burn to impact the lunar module into the lunar surface, will occur at 181 hours, 4 minutes, 19 seconds. And we predict impact would be at 181 hours, 29 minutes, 23 seconds. Coming up now on 15 seconds to LEM jettison. And we confirm jettison.
And it's away clean, Houston.
Roger, copy. Hope you let her go gently. She was a nice one.
Oh, she was at that. Houston 15. Question on the separation maneuver. Do you want us to burn the residuals in P-41 or just make a 1 foot per second burn?
Roger, Derry, burn them in P-41, please.
Roger.
You understand that's burn the residuals, right?
Just make it sure.
This separation maneuver will be performed using the attitude control thrusters, the RCS system, and will be 1 foot per second velocity change.
Houston, P-41 says 7/10 forward.
Stand by, Dave. We're looking into that, of course.
Okay, we got about a minute and 15 seconds or so.
Roger. Hold the burn, Dave.
Okay, we'll hold the burn.
Uh, 15, this is Houston. We'd like a visual reference relative to your position to the LEM. We'd like you behind the LEM, and we'll give you a burn attitude for 5 minutes from now.
Roger. Okay, I guess he's about 150 feet dead ahead.
Okay.
Copy, Dave. Thanks.
spacecraft communicator Bob Parker double-check the attitude or the position of the lunar module relative to the command module. And while we were getting that double check, we delayed the separation maneuver for 5 minutes. And we're at this point waiting for the flight dynamics officer to recompute the burn attitude. And we'll be performing that separation maneuver in about 3 to 4 minutes from now.
And Dave, can you verify, were you behind in local vertical or body attitude coordinates?
Well, give us a little while to figure that one out.
Well, Roger, are you behind it in the orbit, or are you just is it just sitting in front of you as you sit there and look at it?
It's sitting in front of us when we sit there and look at it. Bob, we're almost directly radially inward from the limb right now.
Copy that.
Houston, our attitude is 150 degrees relative to the local horizontal.
Say that again, please, Dave.
Roger, attitude according to verb 83 down there is 150 degrees relative to the local horizontal, which means we're, I guess, fairly close to local horizontal, at least within 30 degrees.
Stand by, guys. Confusion still reigns, I think.
Roger, understand.